Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mike Coates here. My introductory start to my hour presenting Swing Time today was led by an eminent trombone player. I suspect that many Swing Time listeners would have had little difficulty in identifying him as J.J. Johnson. Some equally eminent sidemen gave him top-class support, although when I read the names, you may feel that the resultant sound was not quite as modern as you might expect. No more guessing. We had Freddie Hubbard trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Clifford Jordan tenor, Cedar Walton on piano, Arthur Harper bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 1st of August 1960, and the composition was called Fatback. My apologies. I suspect that, as in my case, that a fair number of Swing Time followers first encountered Oscar Peterson on a Jazz at the Phil concert playing the Walter Gross tune Tenderly. As may be imagined, any pianist admirer of Peterson is more than likely to include his own interpretation of that, believe it or not, jazz waltz. In their own performance, it would be difficult for an admirer of Peterson not to slavishly follow Peterson's course. But I think that Peterson disciple, Phineas, or Finus, as he preferred to be called, Newborn, does a pretty good job of putting his own interpretation on the piece. I also feel that I should draw your attention to the fine introduction given to the performance by bass player Ray Brown. And we also have an excellent solo from Ray Brown. The rest of the lineup, in fact, is a rather noisy drummer, according to Tubby Hayes, Elvin Jones, but I don't think he breaks across the feeling both of Phineas or Finus and Ray Brown. It was recorded in the Contemporary Studios in Los Angeles, 12th or 13th of February 1969. Finus Newborn Jr. with Tenderly. Thank you. Peterson and Art Tatum are cited as influences on newborns playing. And I, again, would like to say it was nice to hear an extended Ray Brown solo. Not too many of those when you look at his performance with other jazz men. At the outset of his career, Newborn received much criticism, including many who thought that he was too technical. And I'm not quite sure what they meant by being too technical. Whilst most of his recorded work is in solo or trio format, there is sufficient evidence to show that he is sufficiently enough of a rounded player to fulfil his role within larger groups. Here, he is with Teddy Edwards, recording for the Contemporary label. And the composition is another composition by a piano player. Misty, with Teddy Edwards on tenor, Finest Newborn Junior piano, Ray Brown again, but with no long solo here, on bass, and the drummer is Ed Thigpen. It was recorded in the Contemporary Studios in Los Angeles, May the 15th to the 17th of 1961. Misty. Thank you. Errol Garner's Misty. Trumpeter Howard McGee was also part of the lineup on that session, but quite obviously sat that track out. Although a long time ago, Finest Newborn did play the City Hall in Sheffield. The occasion was Tuesday, the 9th of September 1958, when Sheffield was included in the tour Jazz from Carnegie Hall. Included in the concert were J.J. Johnson, Kai Winding, Zoot Sims, Lee Konitz, Oscar Pettiford and Kenny Clarke. Red Garland was originally scheduled also to appear, but illness prevented him from making the tour. So Phineas joined the other rhythm instruments for the entire series, including, of course, a concert in Sheffield. I did go and was suitably impressed at the time. My two classic jazz records today both date from before the Second World War. From the earliest of the White Chicagoans recordings, we are introduced to names which formed the core of the total Chicago sessions. This is Nobody's Sweetheart, played by Mackenzie and Condon's Chicagoans, and the lineup is Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Frank Teshemaker clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, Joe Sullivan piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Jim Lanigan bass, and Gene Krupa is the drummer. Recorded in Chicago on the 8th of December 1927, Nobody's Sweetheart. Thank you. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get that total Chicago, early Chicagoans record. But my second classic track is one of those rare records which is not only a classic track, it's a classic, classic track. With the dark clouds of war gathering in the sky above Europe, Coleman Hawkins, having completed a five-year stay in Europe, returned to America on the 21st of July 1939. On the 11th of October 1939, he recorded that track, which certainly, as far as jazz is concerned, is regarded as a masterwork. Musicians of the day were overwhelmed by the complete integration, harmonically, rhythmically, and technically. It became one of jazz music's important recordings, with saxophone players and other instrumentalists realizing that they were capable of extending their own musical horizons. And I have to say that listening again to Body and Soul, it's not lost in any form any of its greatness. The group were Tommy Lindsay, Joe Guy, trumpets, Earl Hardy, trombone, Jackie Fields and Eustace Moore, altos, Coleman Hawkins, of course, on tenor, Gene Rogers was the piano player, Oscar Smith, bass, and Art Herbert on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 11th of October 1939. Another tenor player is leader of my next selection. No question here of a recording approaching super status, but rather an opportunity to hear a number of jazzmen who have been on the scene for quite a number of years, but have not had a great deal of exposure on swing time. Trumpeter Harold Shorty Baker and pianist Claude Hopkins are included from the less featured jazzmen names, as I mentioned. This is a Bud Freeman group, Bud Freeman All-Stars, with Harold Shorty Baker trumpet, Bud Freeman tenor, Claude Hopkins piano, George DeVivier is the bass player, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Recorded in the Van Gelder studio, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, the 13th of May 1960. They play Love Me or Leave Me. Bud Freeman All Stars with Love Me or Leave Me. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for this second hour. In the summer of 1959, the Johnny Dankworth Big Band made a successful trip to the US, and they appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival of that year, and also playing several gigs opposite Duke Ellington. The following year, the Top Rank label approached Dave Lee, the Dankworth pianist for that at the time of that Newport recording, and they wanted to record Dave for an export-only album. It's not too well known in the UK, and the personnel consisted of a number of well-known modern British jazz musicians. They were, or they included, Bert Courtley and Ronnie Simmons, Tommy McQuaita on trumpets, Jackie Armstrong on trombone, Tubby Hayes and Danny Moss playing tenors, Dave Lee at the piano, Kenny Clare at the drums, and an American arranger was brought in, and this was Manny Album. I regret I've been unable to track down the names of the other members of this band, which were called a new big band from Britain. So here they are playing a Dave Lee composition called A Piece of Cake. I have always considered that the baritone saxophone, as an instrument, that is not necessarily always considered correct for the type of music that it features. One individual who actually kind of sort of got round this problem, and indeed appeared on a number of recordings playing baritone, was Pepper Adams. Here he is with a group including Donald Byrd on trumpet, Bobby Timmons piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. This was recorded at the Five Spot Cafe in New York City in 1958. And by this time, Phil was showing a complete mastery of the instrument. Phil Woods on baritone. Thank you. Phil Woods showing that a baritone sax was quite capable of making an acceptable performance of a ballad. You are my thrill. One standard jazz feature that most record labels wish to capture on disc was the jam session. Most labels had a go with various degrees of success. Coming up is one attempt that Capitol Records attempted. Some well-known names on this track, which is called Session at Midnight. The trumpet players are Harry Edison, Shorty Sherrock, and the trombone player, who also doubles on alto, is Murray McKern. Gus Bivona is clarinet, with Benny Carter adding an excellent trumpet solo. Willie Smith on alto, Plas Johnson on tenor, Bob Russin on tenor as well. Jimmy Rolls plays piano, Al Hendrickson guitar, with Mike Rubin on bass. The drummer is Irv Kotler. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 2nd of December 1955, there will be a number of swing time listeners who will recognise in the brass section particularly quite a number of swing musicians who played with the big bands, certainly including Benny Goodman. Here they play Session at Midnight.